Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is a Thursday. It's time to catch up with Avi K. Avi is the guide to the Kotel. Avi, good afternoon to you. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us today.
Pleasure, Mark. Nice to be with you.
No, great to have you on board, Avi. So, over to you. Any updates from the Kotel? I don't know what it is you'd like to touch on. Yes, as I mentioned, the floor of the stage is yours.
Thank you. So, first of all, tonight's a big event in Israel. The clocks change, so we officially go back an hour. So, that means that South Africa is now an hour ahead, which means that for those of us who work in South Africa, you've got a little bit of extra time in the morning, because 9 o'clock in Israel is only 8 o'clock in South Africa.
Right.
So, but you need to juggle your diary and make sure you get that right. But the big events that are happening at the Kotel coming up now is Pesach. Pesach is a time where so many visitors come. There's Pesach, and which is Passover, and Sukkot, which I think is called Pentecost, which is after the Jewish high holidays, is when we get a lot of visitors from the US and from the UK, and they really come in mass. And we're hoping that this year is going to be no different, simply because the skies have opened. It's nice to see commercial planes flying again. Okay. Flights are still very expensive, and they are a little bit challenging to come by, but the skies are definitely open. And the big event at the Kotel that happens over Pesach is the priestly blessing. It's already advertised on the website. If you go on there, you'll see exactly when it is. So practically, there's going to be a priestly blessing every single day, many, many times a day. But twice, it is done in mass on Monday and on Thursday. It'll be done where we will have between 50 and 60,000 people in the Kotel courtyard, packed in. And everybody in unison, everybody together, just asking supplications for peace, for prosperity, and for blessing. And that's what the priestly blessing is all about. For those who haven't been, my advice would be, number one, to try get there early. Number two, try go to the bathroom before you get there. Excuse the the practical advice, but it's a lot of people there. And if you do get separated from your loved ones, always just make a place to meet so that people can just saunter up to that place afterwards. Like I'm sure a lot of people remember the Tower of Light in the Rand Show, where we used to meet if you got lost before the days of cell phones. So make a time to meet and go along, even though it's very full and you have to plan a little bit. It's a life-changing experience. This is what the temple was like. Not that I was ever there, but please God, it'll be there shortly. And this is, please God, what it'll be like when everybody comes together for the special priestly blessing on these holidays. From the LEK project on the farm side, we've had a tremendous amount of input. This week we finished pruning all the vines, and it's always amazing to go with people and show them how to prune. And they say, but it looks dead. And as they cut the stem, and then all of a sudden the shoots come forth, and they can see the green inside, and they can see where all the nutrients come from. But that's really what's happening now, and we're just waiting for the first leaves to come out. We've still got 2 years before we can even use the grapes. But all over Israel, wherever you drive around and you see vineyards, you see workers tending them, just making sure that they're pristine and ready for the next time that they'll be able to produce fruit, which is in the next coming couple of weeks.
Indeed. Avi, contributions to the project from this part of the world and elsewhere, and is it being expanded on the vineyards?
The vineyards are expanded. That's funny you should ask that. We're actually opening up another one.
Okay.
And it's going to have a different feel. It's going to be on the same place, but it's going to be what we call a Serenity Vineyard. It's going to grow the same grapes with the same professional outlook, but it's going to be planted in a circle so that people can walk into the middle of it and sit. There'll be a little water feature, and it's all about peace and serenity and people just being able to have time to come and enjoy nature in the area that it's planted. There is a big fundraiser being started soon, but I will update you with that as and when we're ready to launch.
Okay. Avi, you did mention now there seems to be a lot more activity happening tourism-wise and, of course, at the Kotel. Any interesting folks who have visited recently?
I wouldn't really know offhand, okay. But I do know that we continue to have a lot of people who, thank God, the hostages have been released, have come through,
okay.
And there's that type of feeling. A lot of groups have come through from the army to say the special prayer of thanks for being saved from a dangerous situation, and that's always very encouraging to watch, but at the same time sad that they had to go through it. But the Kotel is definitely beginning to warm up. We just hope that all the air raid sirens stop. There was one there today.
Wow.
And I'm surprised the Houthis could still send anything after the smack they've been getting from America.
Uh-huh.
But hopefully that'll come to an end soon.
Indeed, we all do so at the same time. Avi, always a pleasure, Avi, having you on board the show. And Avi, until the next time we chat again, take care, and Shabbat Shalom for tomorrow from all of us. Avi K, guide to the Kotel, always joining us at this point in time on a Thursday to update us as to what is happening there. And of course, also the LEK project in honor of his late son.